Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 239 of Martha Runs the World. Today it's all about stress and how we can get it out of our lives, and so we can help ourselves and help make our lives and our running healthier, and so we can not have stress hurt our runs and our lives in general, basically. Don't let stress hurt your running is the name of the episode, and it's true. We can use certain methods and tips and ways to make running better and make stress less. Stressless, I should say, actually. First, let me preface the episode by saying that I am not a mental health expert, but maybe I'm an expert on stress, at least lately. A lot of stress in my life right now, as I'm sure you are pretty much an expert on stress. We all suffer from stress more than we should. We are all probably experts on stress on our own level. We have stress daily. Now, I've done a lot of research for this episode, so I'm going to help each one of us conquer as much stress as we can so it won't interfere in our running. I want to point out that there is a difference between stress and anxiety, and sometimes they get mixed up and there's a lot of confusion, so I'm going to take a little bit of that confusion away. Stress and anxiety do share many of the same emotional and physical symptoms: uneasiness, tension, headaches, high blood pressure, and loss of sleep, but they have very different origins. Generally, stress is a response to an external cause, such as a tight deadline at work or having an argument with a friend, and subsides once the situation has been resolved. Stress is caused by external factors, and tackling these head-on can help. If you experience prolonged chronic stress, there are many ways to reduce and manage the symptoms, including, of course, running, which we know all about, breathing exercises, and adequate sleep, and I'll get into those in a moment. Now, anxiety is a little different. It's each person's reaction to stress, and the origin is internal. Anxiety is typically characterized by a persistent feeling of apprehension or dread. It's in situations that are not actually threatening. Unlike stress, anxiety persists even after a concern has passed. In more severe cases, anxiety can escalate into an anxiety disorder, and that's more common in mental health issues. Anxiety disorders are classified in a variety of ways: generalized anxiety, panic disorder, phobias, social anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorders. There are other things too, but that is really what anxiety is, and that's way above what this podcast is about. So, and if you think you have anxiety, there is lots of help out there. And if you really, you know, seek help for that, there is help available for you. Those living with anxiety as well as chronic stress will likely benefit from supervised care. And like I said, there is lots of help out there from a health professional. So first and foremost, there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help. I've done it in the past. Millions of people have done it, and you will feel the better for it. Now, we all know stress. I don't have to tell you that. Everybody knows stress. Everybody has stress, and we know all about it. I've had more of my share of it, especially recently. Especially this week has been so stressful for me. I have a few things in my life going on right now that is just, the stress is off the hook. So it's kind of ironic that this week it's all about stress on the episode. It's just, the timing is just really strange. My job is stressful. My work is stressful. I work in an urgent care clinic, so it's always stressful Everything is like go, 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 now, now, now. It's very, very stressful. I am so happy I have running now because it really helps take off the level of stress I have. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't able to get back into running. I always had that carrot dangling off the fish line, off the fishing pole in front of me. I always knew that I had that to come back to. If I didn't have that to come back to, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what people do if they don't have running. I know a lot of them don't exercise. What do you do if you don't exercise? Do you just drink? I don't know what you do. If you don't have something to turn to, if you don't have workout, you just, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have working out or some way to get it out of my system. You have to get it out of your system. You can't let that stuff sit there and just cook inside of you. You just can't live like that. That's no way to live. I mean, Martha Runs the World is about running and our health, and I want us to stay as healthy as possible and keep running. Stress can interfere with running. It really can. It can make us sweat. It can make our hearts race and give us insomnia. It can turn our stomachs into mush and make us not want to go out and run. Stress starts by giving us the flight or fight response. This automatic response developed in our ancient ancestors as a way to protect them from predators and other threats. Faced with danger, the body kicks into gear, flooding the body with stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol that elevate your heart rate and increase your blood pressure, boost your energy, and prepare you to deal with the problem. These days, you're not likely to face the threat of being eaten, obviously, but you probably do confront multiple challenges every day, such as meeting deadlines, paying bills, juggling childcare, and the like, that make your body react the same way. As a result, your body's natural alarm system, the fight or flight response, may be stuck in the on position, and that can have serious consequences to your health. Even small, short-term stress can hurt us. I will help by giving tips to get through the stress and handle it better than I have in the past. This is true. I have not handled it very well in my history. When I was an active alcoholic, I handled stress by ignoring the problem and escaping. I went the flight route. I drank until whatever caused the stress didn't matter. It didn't disappear. It was still there, but I didn't care. That's not the way to deal with things. That is not one of the ways to deal with stress in a healthy manner. But not now. Now I handle things head on, like handling stress. I'm going to take care of it so it doesn't cause problems for me in the future. And I'm going to show you how to handle it as well. Even if you're not a drinker like I was, stress can cause damage. Repeated acute stress may also contribute to inflammation in the circulatory system, particularly in the coronary arteries. And this is one pathway that is thought to tie stress to a heart attack. It also appears, It also appears that how a person responds to stress can affect cholesterol levels. When stress starts interfering with your ability to live a normal life for an extended period, it becomes even more dangerous. The longer the stress lasts, the worse it is for both your mind and body. You might feel fatigued, unable to concentrate, or irritable for no good reason, for example. But chronic stress can cause wear and tear on your body, too. So it's very dangerous to keep having stress for a long time. The long-term activation of the stress response system and the overexposure to cortisol and other stress hormones that come with it can disrupt almost all of your body's processes. This can put you at increased risk for a variety of physical and mental health problems, including anxiety, depression, digestive issues, headaches, muscle tension, pain, heart disease, heart attack, high blood pressure, stroke, sleep problems, weight gain, and memory and concentration impairment. That's a horrible list, and we do not want to suffer from any of that stuff. Chronic stress may also cause disease, either because of changes in your body or the overeating, smoking, and other bad habits people use to cope with stress, like drinking, like I did. Job strain, high demands, coupled with low decision-making latitude is associated with increased risk of coronary disease, for example. Other forms of chronic stress, such as depression and low levels of social support, may also have been implicated in increased cardiovascular risk.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Chronic stress also suppresses the body's immune system, making it harder to recover from illness. That's really important to remember. Stress makes it hard to recover from illness. Gotta repeat that. You're going to have some stress in your life. We all do. It's normal. One of the best things you can do for your health is manage that stress, even when you can't control the source of it. One of the things we learn in Alcoholics Anonymous, we cannot control everything around us, but we can control how we react to everything around us. Some stress can be good. It can be a challenge that keeps us alert, motivated, and ready to avoid danger. But too much stress can make us sick, and it can bring on or worsen certain types of diseases. Research shows. Now, see, I know some people who love the high that they get off stress, but in the long term, it's not a good thing. You don't want to keep getting high off stress. Like, you don't want to make yourself late all the time because you love that high that you get off the stress. Can you make it to a place on time or not? Because you're always going to be late. I'm sorry, those people are always late. And that is not a good thing. If you're constantly under stress, you can have physical symptoms such as headaches, an upset stomach, high blood pressure, chest pain, and problems with sex and sleep. Stress can also lead to emotional problems, depression, panic attacks, and other forms of anxiety and worry. See, stress is not the same thing as anxiety, but it can lead to anxiety. Symptoms of chronic stress include irritability, anxiety, depression, headaches, insomnia. Now, there are ways to fight stress, and here's where the good news is. Get active. Go run. Okay, we're runners. So you want to help your stress? Go run. Make yourself a plan. Stick to a running plan. Do not just say, oh, I'll just run when I feel like it. Put a plan down. Plan for a race. Really make something serious and be good about it. Or, if you don't want to do that, go run for the enjoyment of running. Make it more a meditative run and just go run and look at the scenery around you and don't even time your run if you don't want to. It does count, even if you don't time it for Strava. Seriously, it does count. Just go out and look at the beauty around you and listen to some music that you like and just enjoy yourself if that's what you want. Physical activity can pump up your feel-good endorphins and other neural chemicals, that boost your sense of well-being. Exercise can also refocus your mind on your body's movements. This refocus can improve your mood and help the day's irritations fade away. As we say, or as I like to say, running doesn't make the problems go away. It just makes the problems seem not quite as bad. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of taking care of yourself. Aim to eat many fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Avoid unhealthy habits. Some people may deal with stress and with unhealthy habits. They may include drinking too much caffeine or alcohol, smoking, eating too much, or using illegal substances. These habits can harm your health and increase your stress levels. And don't drink too much coffee. A couple cups a day is great, but some people like that caffeine too much. And that's too much of a good thing, I think. Meditate. During meditation, you focus your attention and quiet the stream of jumbled thoughts that may be crowding your mind and causing stress. Meditation can give you a sense of calm, peace, and balance that can help both your emotional well-being and your overall health. Meditation can empower us to enhance our well-being. You can practice guided meditation, guided imagery, mindfulness, visualization, and other forms of meditation anywhere at any time. For example, you can meditate when you're out for a walk, riding the bus to work, or waiting at your healthcare provider's office, because we all have to wait a long time in that office. I had to wait this morning at the dentist's office. I think I waited 20 minutes or so. I was a little early, but anyway, I still had to wait. Try an app to show you how to do these exercises. And I especially like the app Calm. I think they're really good. There's a free version and then there's a paid version. I don't do the paid version. I do the free, but it's pretty good. I like them. It will guide you through some pretty cool meditations with very soothing voices. Their employees are pretty good. The voices that they use, I like them a lot. Laugh more. Good sense of humor can't cure all ailments, but it can help you feel better even if you have to force a fake laugh through your grumpiness. When you laugh, it lightens your mental load. It can cause positive physical changes in your body. Laughter fires up and then cools down your stress response. And there's this YouTube channel I like a lot that it says if these businesses or companies or trends were honest, it's by the old magazine, the old comic magazine Cracked. It's pretty funny. I'll put a link to it on the website, MarthaRinsworld.com. I'll put a link for Calm on there too as well. But it's pretty funny. I like that one a lot, so I'll include that one. So read some jokes, tell some jokes, or watch a comedy or something like that. It's pretty fun. It's pretty funny stuff. Connect with others. When you're stressed and irritable, you may want to isolate yourself, but it's really good to get in touch with some friends or family. Join a running group if you can in your area. Make friends with runners of trail races. Trail runners are especially friendly. They seem to be more friendly than road runners. So trail races are a nice way to make friends. Volunteering at trail races is a great way to make friends. You can get to know different people at trail races that way. Assert yourself. You may want to do it all, but you can't, at least not without paying a price. Learn to say no or be willing to delegate. Instead of saying yes to everything, maintain healthy boundaries. If you're the type of person who hates saying no, start practicing. Here is your practice session. No. Once again, repeat after me. No. Okay, one more time. No. It gets easier, trust me. You can do it. You can say no. Just say no. If you always are used to saying yes, now is your time to start practicing saying no. Okay. All right. That was good practice. Try it on your own. Okay. Try yoga. Now, I'm not a yoga person, but if you like yoga, it works well for many, many people, and it's been going on for thousands of years, so I think it's pretty cool. With a series of postures and breathing exercises, yoga is a popular stress reliever. Yoga brings together physical and mental disciplines that may help you reach peace of body and mind. Yoga can help you relax and ease stress and anxiety, although I think that a lot of the yoga classes out right now are really tough, so you will get a really good workout as well. Get enough sleep. Now, this is super important, especially for runners. We tend to discount sleep. Sleep is really, really important. I'm going to do a second episode on sleep in the future. I did one in my early days of the show with a sleep expert, but I'm going to do it probably on my own again. Stress can cause you to have trouble falling asleep. When you have too much to do and too much to think about, your sleep can suffer. But sleep is the time when your brain and body recharge, and you really, really need it. Most adults need about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Seven is optimal for me. I usually can't do 8 hours. Usually 6.5 to 7 is about perfect for me. 6 is a little too less, but I can usually get by 6, 6.5. But 7 is really, really good for me. I can't remember the last time I got 8 hours. I just can't really do that much. I think that sleep is really discounted. Most people don't think they have to get that much sleep, but they really do. And I think that for some reason, they don't have optimal places or an optimal environment for sleep. And I think that's really important, and it's time to stop discounting sleep. Keep a journal. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be a good release for otherwise pent-up feelings. Don't think about what to write. Just let it happen. Writing anything that comes to mind. No one else needs to read it, so don't aim for perfect grammar or spelling. Just don't think about what you're writing. Just put down your thoughts. Even if it's just a word or a sentence, just put it down. And get a musical. Be creative. If you want to try out something, try drawing or play an instrument or something like that. Do it. Just focus on it. Or just listen to music. Just put some headphones on and listen to music. Close your eyes and listen to music. You can do that. That's what music is there for. Seek counseling. And I said this at the beginning of the show. I think this is really, really important. There are counselors. You can go get online counseling if you want. There are plenty available. They're very reasonably priced, and you can find that if you need that. And I'm going to add this at the end. This was a list that I found online, but I'm going to add this part on the end. Plan out your day. Many people seem to run late constantly. That puts endless stress on us. If you're the type that's always running late because you don't seem to plan accordingly, it's not healthy. If you're always late, it's not good for your health, and it's not thoughtful of others. Plan out your day. If you need to drive somewhere, if you need to drive a few places, look up the traffic. There are lots of apps to look up the traffic in your area. Find a good app that's consistently correct about the traffic. Look up the app. See how the traffic is. And if you live in an area where it's always going to be traffic on the freeway or the highway, then realize that there's always going to be traffic there. We have I talk to people on the phone all day, and we have a clinic where there's a freeway going to the clinic. There's always traffic on it. No matter what time of day, there's always traffic. And the clients, the patients that have to get to the clinic go on that freeway. And these people live in that neighborhood. They live in that city, and they know that there's going to be traffic on that freeway. So they always say, oh, well, there's traffic, so I'm going to be late. But you live in that city. You know there's traffic on that freeway. You live there. You drive on that freeway every day. Why don't you take into consideration that there's going to be traffic on that freeway every time you leave your house? Going on that freeway, add in an extra 20 minutes into your commute. You have to do that. I don't understand why you would not do that. Is it just lack of consideration towards others, lack of consideration towards an appointment that you're going to? Just, it's stressful and it's thoughtless. Plan out your day accordingly. Think of where you want to get to on time and be professional, really. That relieves so much stress and takes out all that stress. You don't have to worry about it. You give yourself more time, and it's a lot more relaxed. It really is. For everyone involved, it's a lot more relaxed. It's like, oh, I gave myself a little bit more time, and it's so much better. It just really is. It really, really is. I promise you. All right. This is not the end-all, be-all, but it really helps. Some of the problem solvers that I gave to you will really, really help things smooth out your day and make things a little better, and it'll make everything a little better for people around you. I mean, like I said, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it does help. I hope you don't have as much stress in your life, and we can all get through this with minimal stress as possible. Wow. Well, I've had a really fun running week. I had a great run today. I had to go to the dentist this morning, and my dentist works out at the ocean on the other side of San Francisco. So I had to go out there, and it was cold and foggy and windy. So I went out there, and then I came back to my side, which is on the east side, and it was nice and warm and sunny, which I like much better. So I kept my run today, this afternoon, in the sunny side. So that was pretty cool, and that was nice. And this week, then Monday, I will start running 1 minute and walking 1 minute. So I'll do nine sets of those on Monday. And then the week after this one, I will actually, a whole week of one minute run and 1 minute walk. And then the week after this one, I won't be walking in between running at all. So yay, I'm almost there, almost to the point of just running. So it's very exciting. Very, very exciting. I'm almost there and things are going pretty well. I'm just getting right back into it. And next month is my first race since getting back into running. And things are going very, very well. That is all I got to say about my running. I'll have a few links about what I talked about on the website, martharunsaworld.com. And the Patreon is there if you want to become a Patreon patron. And my email address is martharunsaworld@gmail.com. And that is today's show. So thank you so much for joining me. And let's relieve a little stress and have fun running. And let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.